With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Franklin Allen Leib's novel Fire Arrow was first published last year, it was described by the publisher as a techno-thriller.
I'm not sure this is a techno-thriller. I think that's Tom Clancy's genre, and I think he does it better than anyone. But there is a utilization of modern military technology.
Franklin Allen Leib's Fire Arrow is the story of a military operation to rescue a group of Americans taken hostage and flown to Libya by a gang of Palestinian terrorists.
I wanted to write a book about an incident which was essentially so intractable that it would require strong governmental action.
For the terrorists will not negotiate and begin murdering their hostages one by one.
You can't just sit idly by and have 65 people assassinated one at a time and do nothing about it.
A crack U.S. military team invades the Libyan airbase where the hostages are being held, but everything goes wrong and there are many casualties.
One of the essential aspects of any military operation is that it never goes according to plan.
Ironically, Soviet military advisors to Libya were ready to stage their own rescue of the American hostages, but moved too late.
There is a common interest among all civilized nations, regardless of their politics, to do something in concert against terrorism.
Franklin Allen Leib's first novel, Fire Arrow, focuses more on action and military tactics than on character, but it's a bang-up read, now in Ivy paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A recent novel written by banking consultant Franklin Allen Leib is dedicated to Robert Dean Stedham, a U.S. Navy diver who was murdered by Arab terrorists who hijacked a TWA jetliner in 1985. Leib's novel, Fire Arrow, is the story of a U.S. military operation to rescue a group of Americans held hostage in Libya.
I had to do a great deal of research about Army weapons and tactics, and indeed Soviet weapons and tactics. The Libyan forces are advised by Soviets, and I modeled their tactics on Russian tactics.
Franklin Allen Leib says the libraries are filled with unclassified military documents and technical manuals from which to draw research.
After I'd finished the book, and indeed after I'd sold it, I took a trip down to Fort Bragg and spent 3 days with the 82nd Airborne Division and went around with them and saw all phases of the operation.
At first, Leib could not find a publisher, indeed not even a New York agent for Fire Arrow. Then he wrote to a number of out-of-town agents, and a young man from Milwaukee responded.
This fellow was one of them, and I talked to him, and he said he was a young guy, and he had not been terribly successful, but that he liked the book very much, and he thought he could place it, and that he would work very hard on it.
The agent sold Fire Arrow to a small California publisher which specializes in military histories, Presidio Press.
The publisher is a former artillery colonel, and several of the people on the staff are from various military branches.
Presidio Press must have liked Franklin Allen Leib's Fire Arrow. It ordered a first printing of 100,000 copies and gave Leib a contract for two more military thrillers. Fire Arrow is now an Ivy paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.